Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's episode 188 of our classic podcast with Pastor William Renick now from December of 2004. Actually, this is from January 2005. Pastor William Renick talking about the Holocaust of abortion, but his solution is to counsel young people to have sex that doesn't create babies as opposed to telling them to simply abstain. And you can well imagine where that goes. You got it. Back door, all kinds of stuff. Pastor Renick is here talking with me and, of course, taking phone calls in a classic fashion. Also, in this particular bit, is a flashback, perhaps one of the more famous Pastor Renick flashbacks of him dancing to Rick James' Give It to Me on his wedding night, or at least the day of their wedding, I think. But it is featured as a flashback at the end of this hour, and Pastor Renick is there to hear it. Pastor William Renick, a character that I first thought of down in Atlanta based upon Hosea Williams, the famous civil rights activist and preacher in the South. And there's an awful lot of stereotype in Pastor William Renick, but he comes across flamboyant, very much a caricature, a lot of fun. I love doing the character because it's such a wide-open character. And here he is, Pastor William Renick, talking about his program and counseling young people to avoid pregnancy, Another Fetus on the Fire. That's right. It's episode 188 of the Classic Podcast. Pastor Renick, go ahead. So you're talking to me about the unwanted teenage pregnancies.
And I prayed along with so many other members of the clergy, you know, the other members who are pastors, other reverend. And I prayed to try and come up with an answer to this epidemic that we have of unwanted teenage pregnancy, because, Phil, what the result is, this Holocaust of abortion.
Right.
That is the most evil, vile thing that man has ever created. The idea that an abortion is commonplace and is accepted in our society. You understand what I'm saying?
I totally understand, yeah.
Is an anathema to God. And so I prayed to God, and I asked for an answer to this problem. And I have tried to get the Lord to understand the decision that I have made, which is to much better counsel young people as to how to avoid unwanted pregnancy than counsel them to avoid premarital sex.
Right, and that's the most controversial part of this program that you have, which is your youth ministry health study, and you call this Another Fetus on the Fire?
We are trying to avoid another fetus on the fire, what we call a Holocaust of abortion. And I tried to get the Lord to understand that it is much, much better to counsel a young person to engage in sex that even the Bible prohibits than to create this unwanted child. I would rather see a child, a young person, a teenager.
We're talking about encouraging sex.
I'm not encouraging sex. I am saying to you, we cannot keep young people from having sex. We have not been able to talk to young people about sex. All of us have failed. All faith. Every pastor I know, every reverend I know, every member of the cloth that I know have failed in our effort to keep young people from having sex, to keep this Holocaust of abortion from happening. So I have said it is much better to engage even in degenerate sex. And this is where I know so many of my contemporaries will differ from me.
Well, you, if I could interrupt, Reverend.
Certainly.
You said that it's better for them to even engage in sex that the Bible prohibits.
I prayed on this, and God forgive me, but I asked the Lord to understand. I said, what is wrong with two young people engaging in a sex act that the Bible says is deviant if it keeps an unwanted pregnancy from happening?
That's where, and I'm not a religious man, but that's where you're going to get into trouble.
But here's where we're getting into trouble right now. We have unwanted pregnancy.
I know. We have abortions.
We've got a Holocaust of abortions. It's not just we have abortions. We've got a Holocaust our young people in our youth ministry. We advise them on these matters, and I prayed on this.
Can I ask you something, Reverend? When you say you've tried to get God to understand...
I've spoken to the Lord. I prayed on that. I've tried to say to God, I'm going to counsel young people to engage in sexual acts that your word may have prohibited. And I hope you will understand, Lord, that it is better for them to do that. You see what I'm saying, Phil?
Then for them... For the girl to get pregnant and...
And to bring an unwanted pregnancy that's only going to wind up another fetus on the fire. And that's what I'm talking about. See, what we're trying to say to our young people is that if you must have sex, and we have been complete failures...
Right.
...in prohibiting young people from having sex, then it is better that you engage in some of these acts that, yes, the Bible calls degenerate. Yes, the Bible calls deviant. Yes, the Bible says it's wrong. But it's much worse.
Well, you're going to say...
Much, much worse. To put another fetus on the fire.
So you're, Reverend, if I could interrupt...
But do you understand what I'm saying? I've tried to get God to understand. I don't know if he understands. This is a line in my life now. I'm saying, you know, Lord, I'm trying to do your work. And what I'm doing right now may, you know, in the vernacular, young people it might, you know, if you'll pardon my friend, might piss you off. You know, it might make God mad. But I'm saying, Lord, I don't want to put another fetus on the fire. And I'd rather young people engage in bestial sex.
See, that's where you're going to get into trouble, isn't it?
No. Not with God. I think once I get God to understand, then to put another fetus on the fire. See, that's what I'm saying.
All right. Pastor William Renick is with us. I understand. And, you know, you're a passionate man, and I'm not a man of religion myself. I was raised in the Christian faith.
And I hope someday, Phil, that you will reevaluate your relationship with God, because I think there's so much that you can still learn.
I know, but I wanted to tell the audience... You're saying through your youth ministry and your health study that you are counseling young people to have sex, have the kinds of sex that the Bible says is wrong to have, and I think we can all imagine what that is.
Well, you can talk about some of these things you see in a movie, and I don't know if you've seen any of these adult films, and I have seen some of these movies because it is part of my ministry. I need to understand what it is that leads a man and a woman astray. I've seen so many sex movies, and they make me want to vomit. But I'd much rather have our young people do some of the things I see in those movies. And I mean, they got black on white, white on black, backdoor, all of that.
All right, I understand.
But I'd rather have the children do that than engage in a pregnancy that's going to bring a fetus into the world and have that fetus aborted by a doctor. I will not have that.
No, all right. Let me give our phone number out.
You see, you understand I'm very passionate about that.
No, you are a very passionate guy. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Renick from Joyful Union Congregation joins us talking about the youth ministry health study that they are currently conducting. And I have to say, it's got to be controversial. Where you are counseling young people on different kinds of sex, even sex acts that are forbidden in the Bible, so that they won't get pregnant.
We do not want to see another abortion, Phil. As long as there is breath in my, as long as there is breath in my body, I don't want to see another fetus on the fire. I don't want to see another pitchfork in a pile of fetuses. So go ahead and put them in a medical waste bin. I don't want to see that. And I'll tell you right now, I've got to convince God that what I am counseling these young people is correct.
But what if God says to you in your prayers, it's wrong?
No, I'm going to talk the Lord into it, because I'll tell you.
And I mean, how do you talk God into anything?
I will tell God. I'll tell you right now, if I say to the Lord, would you rather have some guy unloading a truckload full of fetuses with a pitchfork, or would you rather have young people engage in sex acts that might be biblically forbidden? I think I know how he's going to what he's going to say.
he would come down in favor of the forbidden sex acts.
I think so, yes. Now, a lot of other preachers don't understand what I'm saying. A lot of other preachers, you know, they're traditionalists. I try to talk to these men, and they don't want to listen to what I got to say because there's two things. There's professional jealousy, because I've always got the good ideas, and they got nothing. They're walking around like a man in a desert with no water. I got the good idea. I said I'd rather have a child engage in deviant sex than have another fetus on the fire. Some ghoul standing there unloading a truck full of fetuses with a pitchfork.
Where are you getting these images?
These are images that came to me in a dream I had and during my prayer of some ghoul unloading a truck full of dead babies with a pitchfork. I will not have that! And that's why, and I am a passionate man.
All right, hold on, Reverend. I'm going to give our phone number out, 1-800-449-8686. I've never heard of a program encouraging kids to have not just sex, but biblically forbidden acts of sex in order to prevent pregnancy and the eventual abortion. And Pastor Renick is obviously pro-life, anti-abortion, and he is trying to find a way. He says that the world's religions, America's religions, and religious institutions have failed miserably in preventing these unwanted pregnancies. He says he's prayed on it. This youth ministry health study, another fetus on the fire, is what they have had, is what they're instituting. And I got to tell you something, it's controversial. He says he's trying to get God to understand. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, on the peripheral edge of reality. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I want to ask you, when you say deviant sex, you're not talking about the kind of sex that makes people pregnant. You're talking about...
I'm talking about sexual activity that will not result in pregnancy, even if it is sexual activity prohibited in the Bible.
And but that goes against God's word.
That may go against God's word, but I'm praying on this, and I'm asking the Lord, please, please, do you understand? Young people are getting pregnant. They have an abortion, and if you don't let, if you don't loosen the bone, if you will, you know, if you don't lighten up, we're gonna be throwing more fetuses in a medical waste bin than hypodermic needles. And what I'm trying to say to God, and I'm. You know,
I want to ask you a question. We're gonna go to a call here, 1-800-449-8686. That it's better that kids have sex that's prohibited in the Bible than get pregnant. What do you mean, convince God?
I'm trying to tell the Lord that he is wrong when he says you can't have this kind of sex or that kind of sex. What if having that kind of sex mean you don't have another baby that's going to be at the other end of a vacuum tube? That's what I'm trying to say. And I'm trying to convince him of that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Roxanne, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello. I would just like to make a comment to the Reverend that he should know better than most people, being that he is a Reverend, that sin is a sin in the eyes of the Lord, no matter what it is. And to be telling young children who are so impressionable and who are obviously looking for an answer in their life by going to counseling and...
So in other words, you would rather have that child get pregnant.
Yeah, you know what?
That child,
you know what?
Had that child not get pregnant and not have an abortion because they went ahead and they did something that might be, you might not like to see or know about.
I know about it. I've been through it, and I know about it. And believe me, I still,
what do you mean
I still disagree with you. And for you to
say that
God is wrong?
What does that mean, you've been through it?
oh my gosh, I cannot believe that you can actually sit there arrogantly and say that you believe God is wrong.
I'm telling
God
you right now.
God is never changing.
I love the Lord.
And he's not living in the oath.
I love the Lord.
Changing his opinion.
No, I'm saying to you that when the Lord laid down the word, he did not anticipate his prohibition against certain sex acts might save a baby's life.
My kids from having feet.
And God's got to go back and rethink it. That's all I'm trying to say.
Oh, my God, you are frightening me.
Is that in Christian doctrine that God can rethink something?
No, it is not.
That is like
God changed his mind when he sent us. Hey, God changed his mind when he sent Jesus down. He said, well, you know what? I don't think I want to waste people with floods. I think I'm going to love them now. See?
You think that God didn't know what is forthcoming?
Do you actually believe
he does not know what is forthcoming?
No, he changed his mind when he sent Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
You got to think about it. He wants you to use your mind, not just use your blind faith.
No, do not trust.
I think you just don't want to go to hell.
Trust in the Lord. You're not supposed to use your mind and try to figure everything out. You're supposed to trust in the Lord.
You're not figuring anything out because you just don't want to go to hell.
I'm not going to hell. I've already been. My salvation is secure. Thank you very much.
Not if you did some of the things you said you did.
You are not a Christian man, sir, and you should not. You should not even be.
What did she say she did?
She said she'd been through some of this deviant sex. She's not going to go to heaven. In her mind, in her Bible, she's going to burn in hell for the things she's done.
You know what? You need to stop practicing this practice of yours because you're not teaching the Word of God.
You'd rather have a child have an abortion than loosen the bone up a little bit and have the kid go to town doing some kind of a dog act.
You know what? That is what I was referring to when I said I've been through this stuff. You made an assumption and a presumption that I'm having deviant sex. I never said that. I had an abortion when I was 18 years old. That's what I was talking about. And I know how horrendous it is. And if you want to teach children to not have to go through that, then show them a fetus. Show them the procedure. Show them what happens. And then trust that they will go in the way that you tell them.
The Christian faith has failed in keeping children from getting pregnant. We've done all that. We failed.
That's why we have Christ, and that's why he died on the cross for our sins, because we can't control ourselves.
Exactly.
We have a free will, and we will never be perfect.
Christianity is failing.
You are sadly mistaken, and I feel really sorry for you.
Well, I feel sorry. You went out and got pregnant after you had some kind of deviant act. Now you're telling everybody else can't do it.
What do you mean she had a deviant act?
I don't know how she got pregnant. That's all I'm trying to say, you know. What is she on her hands and knees?
All right, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Bill, go ahead.
Hey, Reverend. You there? Hello?
Let's go, Bill. What do you want?
Yeah, I don't understand who you're trying to tell God that he's wrong. I don't understand that. Who do you think you are telling God he's wrong? Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here.
I don't understand who you are telling God he's wrong.
Well, he's wrong on this one.
You're wrong on this one.
All I'm trying to do is talk sense to the Creator and tell him, look, you got to rethink. You're telling people they can't have this kind of sex, but you don't want no abortions. Now, what's what? You know, you can't have one without the other.
The kids should be taught not to have sex before they got married.
Well, you know what?
They should be taught protection.
And they're blowing it.
And just like the last caller said, they should be shown these things.
The Christian church has failed because they won't let nobody wear no condom.
They haven't failed. You don't fail. Why don't you let people talk?
Because you ain't saying nothing, brother. All you're doing is prattling on. I'm trying to tell you that we have tried to keep young people from having sex. They ain't listening to that.
We haven't tried hard enough.
We haven't tried hard enough, he said. And where are you getting this weed? You got a rocket in your pocket? Are you doing it? No, I'm doing it. All the preachers are doing it.
I'm not doing it. I go to church every Sunday.
Are you talking to young people?
I've got two teenage daughters that I know haven't had sex yet, and I know why they haven't.
How do you know they ain't had sex?
Huh?
How do you know they ain't had sex?
Because my daughters don't lie to me.
Sure.
I know my daughters do.
Okay.
And where they are.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's just say what you're saying is true. All right?
Would you rather those girls have a
fetus that's got to get vacuumed out, or would you rather they go ahead and engage in sex that maybe God thought was a little hinky, and kind of quirky and queer and weird, and they not get pregnant.
No, they should be taught not to have sex, just like the Bible says.
I've talked to this brother all I need to, this poor man.
Look who's talking. You think you're better than God?
Let me ask you something. What's worse, an abortion or a bad case of hemorrhoids?
All right.
You're the hemorrhoid, but...
Okay. Bill, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Thomas, go ahead.
Yes, I don't know where he's getting these dreams from, but they should not come from God. You know, I mean, the scripture speaks of people like that at the end times. You know, check the spirits. He's one of them lying spirits that scripture talks about.
No, brother,
you're promoting homosexuality.
No, I'm not.
Why don't you let somebody else talk to you? That's what you do. You try and out-talk everybody. You don't know what you're talking about, for one.
Tell me what I'm saying.
You don't even know scripture. And then you're going to try and tell God what he should do. And here you is, the creator, trying to tell the creator. You know, that's how they come up with a mental problem.
I'm just saying, brother, he got something.
Ain't no saying.
Wrong.
You don't tell God nothing. He tells you.
God told me.
God ain't told you nothing. Satan might have told you that. That's where that's coming from.
God said to me,
you're talking to Satan.
He don't want
to
have no more abortions. All right? We agree on that, right?
God can stop abortion if he wanted to.
God created this world and set it
the way he wanted to set. Anything else he does besides that is called a miracle.
If God is going to intervene with a miracle, he can do that.
All right. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. What's worse, an abortion or bestial sex? Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You think other preachers are jealous?
I think that there are other members of the religious establishment that are jealous of me, yeah.
And why?
Because of the fact that I've come up with an idea that is foolproof. And that is, you can't argue the logic of it. And if I could just convince God...
You're trying to convince God that his prohibition against, for instance, homosexuality... should be lifted because it keeps kids from getting pregnant.
From having an abortion. So you don't want to, and everybody calling up tonight that I've been talking to, they don't want to address the abortion issue. That's what I'm talking about. They don't want the idea, they don't want no gay people, a fag or anything like that. People doing gay style sex, that's fine. They'd rather have a girl have an abortion.
Well, they've said they'd rather not have both.
Well, you know what? And I wish it was raining whiskey, too. I wish the rainwater was beer. Well, it ain't. I got to live in a world we all live in. That's the difference between me and other preachers. I live in a world right now. The rest of them are living out there in la-la land. Man, they're living in fantasy land.
All right.
So what I'm trying to say is it's better to have sex with a mule than to...
I understand, than to have an abortion and...
And put another fetus on the fire. That's what we're talking about, Phil. It's a holocaust. Just like I've seen on that movie, The List. Man had a list of the Jews he's going to cook or something.
You mean Schindler's List.
Right. That was all about the holocaust of the Jewish folk. Now we got a holocaust of babies. How do you stop it? I think you're going to have to loosen the bone on some of the stuff. That's what I'm trying to tell God.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Michelle. Go ahead, Michelle.
Yes, who is this guy? Who is he? Is he in Atlanta?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. I like to say that I am a Christian, born and raised Christian from Arizona, been here 6 years. I am just appalled that this guy would actually, I understand we have free speech.
Wait a
and
second.
That we can
I'm
talk,
trying to
I
keep babies.
This guy could actually
I'm
come out
to,
and
I'm trying to keep
that
babies.
We to have,
are you trying
you know,
to...
like promiscuous sex when we out here as a single mom. I teach my girls, you love yourself, you take care of yourself, you don't go out there and have sex.
Wait a second, you rather they have an abortion?
Okay, first of all,
see, that's
thing
all I'm trying to say.
This guy is a sheep in wolf's clothing. And he's also on earth living in hell because any time that you can sit here and say and then question God and the world.
I don't live in hell because I got to talk to people that make no sense.
Anybody has an abortion, that's on them.
Oh,
that's
no.
on them. They
no,
have
no.
to answer.
No, no, we have got
happen.
To do God's
they
work on this earth.
To make the transition.
And we have got to do what Jesus
crazy.
Wants us to do.
And I appreciate
all right,
the
hold
fact
on. Wait a minute. Wait, everybody, hold on. Preacher, what?
This lady's saying she'd rather a child go down and have a coat hanger.
I didn't say that.
That's exactly what
that.
You're saying.
I didn't say that. You're putting words in everybody's mouth.
What would you rather see?
Another Jim Crow.
What?
Sexually,
oh.
Because he want to go out there. Are you gay, sir? Are you gay?
Am I
you're
gay?
A preacher.
I'm married to my sister Claire. I've been married for 3 years. Am I
but
gay?
Are you gay? Are you like straddling the fence?
I'm gay as in I'm happy.
No, no, no.
I'm
no.
gay and happy every
fence?
Day.
Because you have sick thoughts.
I got sick thoughts. I'll tell you what's sick.
Sick
the
thoughts.
The Holocaust of abortion among young people today.
Because God is not speaking to you. You cannot question God.
What's better, a coat hanger?
And today we
a chicken.
I am a single mom.
I want to ask this sister a question, Mr. Henry, if I could.
Years, I've been celibate for 6 years because I've waited on God.
All right, Michelle, and both
crazy.
Of I understand, but I just want, what did you want, Reverend?
I just want you to ask the lady a question.
You ask her.
All right, I just want to ask you, Michelle.
Ask
because I believe you're a mother who loves her child. And I believe you're a woman who is a stand-up woman in the community.
And I'm celibate and have
All right, but I want to ask you a question. When it comes to your child. Would you rather she get to know intimately a coat hanger or a chicken?
I'd rather her be intimately with God and to love herself and to wait on him to present her prince. Because
what's the kick in that?
Georgia, this is crazy. I am moving from this place because this is crazy.
Where are you going to run
to,
sister?
On the radio from Georgia.
Where are you going to run to?
I would have rather you been from Tupelo, Mississippi or somewhere because this is crazy.
Where are you going to run to? You come from Arizona, you're going to Atlanta. Where are you going to go now?
I was raised on a farm. I was raised Christian.
You go to a farm, that's the worst possible place. If you don't want your child being a deviant sex, now she go to a farm.
I'm 40 years old, sir. I won't even give you the privilege to call you a preacher. But, sir, I was raised on a farm, and I was raised with
upbringing
values. And I live in Georgia. I've been in six years in Arizona.
That's
this
the worst
crazy.
Place to take
this,
a child that you were trying
man,
to keep from deviant sex, a farm.
I know we,
are you nuts?
He did, no,
all right.
No.
All right, okay. So
we
the
teach our kids, to if they're going to be promiscuous, then do it. With you know condoms, but don't go out there and just you know have.
But nobody sex. Doing that. Nobody
what?
Doing that. Everybody hate that because it's like shower with a raincoat on. I'm
See,
trying
this
to say.
Guy is crazy.
I'm nuts.
Sir,
come
this
on.
Guy's crazy.
I would rather
dip.
Somebody. You get a bull whip. Get yourself a couple of chickens. I don't know what you
sir,
want to do.
Can I say something? Sir?
Go right ahead, ma'am, and then we have
can
to move
I say
on.
Something?
We have to
oh,
move.
All
go
right,
ahead.
All right.
Go ahead.
I mean, I have never called into a show before, but I was just I'm driving down the road going to Wendy's, and I'm like, I've got to pull over and call because
wait
this
just
is crazy.
A second. You're trying to make. Are you calling me nuts? Is that what you're saying? I'm nuts.
This guy is Jim Crow.
Go ahead and say it. I'm nuts.
Jim Crow, but on the sexual side of it, because the Lord is already punishing you.
Why don't you just call me the N word? Go ahead, say it.
What N word?
Call me the N word.
I don't even allow my family to talk that.
Wait, you just call me that? Call me Jim Crow? You might as well call me a real cookie.
You are Jim Crow, my brother.
Well, you know
you
what?
Are
you
Jim Crow and you
well,
are
you a coconut. You
are
brown on the outside. Well, you never
thank
but a coconut.
You very much.
You a vanilla wafer. You white on the outside,
Lord,
black on the inside.
All right, okay.
Mercy upon yourself.
Thank you very much.
I have never been spoken to like that. I would never let a woman talk to me.
Well, what's the difference to make if it's a woman?
Call me Jim Crow, all that? She'd rather her daughter go on down to the witchy woman down here. You know near the bayou. She go down there for a couple of bucks. The witchy woman gets you well. You know, she'd rather her daughter get to know a woman like that than have an innocent couple of hours with a burro.
Chance, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
How are you? My name is Pastor Chance Burke. I'm in North Carolina.
God bless you.
And I am appalled at you, sir. I cannot believe
Reverend,
that you called. Hold
Reverend,
on just a second.
Reverend, you of all people, you of all people know what we're up against.
Hold on just a second.
You know
hold
what
on just
against.
A second. No, wait just a minute. Let me say what I've got to say. Let
yes,
me say what
it.
I've got to say.
Okay.
You declare yourself to be a man of God.
Absolutely.
It is your responsibility as a man of God to preach the word of God. We know as supposed to be pastors, that the Word of God cannot be compromised. We are not responsible for everyone's sin in the world.
I got to get God to understand.
Responsibility.
I got to get hold God to understand.
Hold on just a second. It's our responsibility, sir, to preach the Word of God and to abstain from sex before marriage. That's biblical. It is not biblical.
Also biblical not to have no baby pulled out of you with a long neck vacuum to a hose, you know.
I don't understand
that
how.
Ain't cool.
Hold on just a minute. There's no need hollering. There's no need getting upset.
Absolutely.
There's no need to get excited.
Absolutely.
I cannot understand how you can get on the radio and you can talk the stuff that you're talking and you expect someone to live a godly life. It is wrong.
Reverend,
abortion
can I just say
wrong.
To you, can I just
hold
ask you, no, hold on, I just want to say to you, could you reach deep down into your soul and tell me, what is worse, your grandbaby being aborted or your child getting to know a long-necked goose?
Now, what do you mean by that?
Sir, let me tell you something.
Well,
I'll say something. Hold on just a second. Let me say something.
Then I got
to
break.
For you to think the way that you're thinking is demented to start with. You have a demented mind. If you're going to get on the radio and teach people that they can go out here and have sex with a horse and tell people that that's an acceptable one to God, sir, you need to go back to the old.
You know what? I tried. But you know what? I know what's wrong. You jealous of me. You a reverend jealous of me. I got 3,000 strong in my congregation.
Sir, I have no reason to be jealous of you. I don't know. I don't know anything about
Chance,
you.
Very good, sir.
But I know that what you're saying is wrong.
Well, I think it's wrong
for you to get on the radio to say it, and you're going to be held accountable for what you're telling people.
You're saying some bad things about horses and cows. What do you think God thinks of that?
All right.
People are not horses and cows.
Thank you, sir. Reverend,
you want to play that flashback?
Yeah, I'm going to play your flashback. 1-800-449-8686.
Look, all I want to say, what is that, aborted baby or getting friendly with a woodchuck?
All right. Pastor, here comes your flashback.
All right, I'm all ears.
All right, this is a flashback requested by Andrea in Chino Hills. One of the funniest clips I heard from you was back in the beginning of August when Rick James died, and Pastor William Renick was honoring him by dancing to Give It to Me, Baby. Please play this clip again. Thanks, Andrea, Chino Hills.
I gotta hear this.
Here it is. We've got a little surprise. Clara, tell Pastor Renick and our audience the surprise.
William.
Yeah.
We have Mr. Henry, as I said, Give It to Me was played at our wedding.
That's right.
And, darling, I would like to tell you at this time, as a way of honoring the passing of Mr. Rick James, and to remember our wedding reception, I asked Mr. Henry if you wouldn't mind playing Give It to Me.
Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart.
That's what we're going to
We have the song right here, Pastor Renick, and we're going to play that for you.
Oh, God, praise Jesus. Bless your heart. Bless both of your hearts. That is wonderful. I'm going to
Why don't you turn the radio up in the car?
I'm in the parking lot. I got to turn the radio up.
Here it is, Given to Me by Rick James.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love this song.
Phil, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
He's doing a funky, you should see him now. He's doing a funky chicken. He's on the hood of the car.
Yeah. Make love to me. Let me have the phone. You bless your heart, Phil. Bless your heart. I love this song. Bless your heart.
What's he doing now?
He's doing a mashed potato. He's watching and everything. Look at him. He's doing a duck walk down the parking lot. Look at him.
Coming home intoxicated.
Hold on. This reminds me of you coming home drunk. You know, come on, baby, give it to me.
Well, that's very unbecoming of a pastor, huh?
Whatever.
He's doing a swim now, and he's doing a running man. Look at that.
I wish I could see it.
Oh, he's enjoying it.
Give it to me, baby. Remember the night we were married? Remember the night we were married?
I remember it very well.
Love this song.
Look at that.
What's he doing now?
He's doing the backstroke. That's funny.
I can sure hear him.
Well, he's having a good time.
Bless your heart. Bless both of your hearts. This is wonderful.
What's he doing now? What's he doing, Clara?
He's swinging, man. Give it to me, baby.
Phil, I gotta get the phone away from him. He's dancing all over the floor.
When I was high as the sky. Yeah, when I was high as the sky.
Out all night just telling you. And I want to talk to Mr. Henry. I want to dance with my wife. A man can't dance with his wife. A man can't do jack. Now, come on.
You guys having fun?
You should see him now. He's up on a, he's on the roof of the car. He's doing a backstroke and a running man. He looked like a freak up there. I'm a super freak.
All right, well, happy anniversary, you guys, huh?
What'd you say?
I said happy anniversary.
You gotta see this, Phil.
What's going on?
He's moonwalking. Hell yeah, moonwalking. I taught Michael Jackson the moonwalk. Did you know that, Phil? Give me the phone. Give me the phone. Phil.
Yeah, Pastor.
You know I taught Michael Jackson the moonwalk, didn't you?
No, sir, I didn't. I didn't.
Bull crap. I taught him that moonwalk. He's about 10 years old. I said, here's something gonna, you know, and I just kind of, woo-hoo. Give me that stuff, that funk, that sweet, that funk. This moonwalk, I'll lay that moonwalk. Hold on. That funk, that sweet, that well, he moonwalked right off the back of the car. I gotta. Give it to
me. Is he all right?
No, he didn't look too good. That sweet, funk, well, he's all right now. Hell yeah!
Well, anyway, I wanted to.
But I mean, he's hip hopping. Now he's break dancing. Oh, look at him! Yeah, I didn't miss a step, man.
Is he break dancing?
He's spinning around on the ground on his back. He's doing a little. He's like a whirling dervish dance. You know, I'm trying to put the phone down there. Listen. You hear that?
What was that?
He's doing a head spin. I love the hell out of this song. Isn't that something? That's a beautiful song.
Worn out?
Hell yeah, I'm worn out. That's a beautiful song, Phil. I think that song represents the love that a man has for a woman to come in to the house at night, tie to a bedpost, burn her with a hot crack pipe.
Well, that's not the way to talk.
What are you? Come on, loosen up. You know, he's right about that, Mr. Henry. Sometimes the best way to show...
You know, Rick James went to jail for something like that, didn't he?
Oh, that was all trumped up. The man had a deep, abiding love for the woman in his life to come home and torture her for 3 days.
Well, that's, that's really great.
Give it to me, baby. When I got home last night, you would not...